the coming program year, we'll be taking a closer look at the topic of race. We will look the divisiveness of our country square in the eyes and find it staring back at us. We'll seek out our own complicity in systems that perpetuate racism, classism, and fear of the other who is not like us. We will call upon Scripture, the confessions of the Church, the inbreaking of the Holy Spirit, and honest dialogue with one another and with guests, in hopes that we, together, and with God's leading, will navigate this season and these topics with grace, compassion, openness, and trust. We're looking for God to change the world by changing us, by reshaping us into something more useful, more beautiful, more like the people God intends us to be. But if it's going to work, and if any of this will make a difference in our day-to-day lives and in the lives of others outside these walls, then something will have to be broken first. We will have to allow ourselves some time in exile, some wandering around, some making mistakes, some awkward, blunt, offensive, difficult conversations. We will have to hold our own opinions loosely enough to make room for each other's stories. We will have to let go of the idea that we'll get it right the first time. We'll have to let go of the idea that we will get it right at all. We'll have to let go of the prejudices that have bound us for too long in order to hear voices that have been too long silenced. Something will have to be broken for new life to emerge. Many of you have heard by now that our first Bible music and art camp exceeded even my best expectations. There were so many holy moments during the week. I loved watching volunteers well into their 70s or even 80s interacting with 3-year-olds and 8-year-olds. It was a privilege to see youth and adults stepping up into leadership roles and using their own God-given talents to befriend and to teach children. And of course, the children